This WBEZ podcast is supported by the Joffrey Ballet, presenting Midsummer Night's Dream, set during the traditional Scandinavian Summer Solstice Festival, at Lyric Opera House, April 25th through May 5th. Joffrey.org.
Mercy Hospital on the near south side must remain open for now. Illinois regulators said yesterday they were worried about reducing access to medical care for patients during a global pandemic, so they voted to turn down administrators' request to shut down. WBEZ's Kristen Schorsch is here to explain what went down and what's next for Mercy. Hi, Kristen.
Good morning, Mary.
It sounds like Mercy is pretty dead set on closing. Is this a surprise that the State Health Facilities and Services Review Board would vote no?
I mean, this was unusual. This board rarely opposes hospital closures. In Mercy's case, though, the hospital says it's running out of money. And if they run low on staff, that could impact patient safety. And right now, there are so many hospitals that are trying to hire more staff during COVID-19, especially nurses. But board members are worried about access for patients. Mercy has one of the busiest ERs in Chicago. And you think about people who have heart attacks and strokes, and every minute counts to treat them. And Mercy is also treating, you know, COVID patients who are critically ill. And Mercy also serves Black Chicagoans mainly, and it's right near Chinatown. So there are a lot of Cantonese-speaking patients. And during COVID, people who are Black and Latino have been hit hardest disproportionately by the virus. Board members had a lot of questions for Mercy. You know, they really sought to see if other hospitals had the capacity to take on Mercy's patients if it closes. They questioned, really, Mercy proved their case. And, you know, Mercy is part of a giant hospital group across the country. And so board members questioned why that parent couldn't move money around to keep Mercy open.
What do the bosses at Mercy want to do instead?
So the goal is to close the hospital and half a dozen clinics that Mercy has on the south side, and then open one new big outpatient center. And that would have urgent care and diagnostic testing, like an MRI. And Mercy says this is where healthcare is headed, which is true. But as the board points out, we're in the middle of a pandemic.
And Kristen, just to step back a moment, why do the administrators at Mercy want to shut down, considering we're in the middle of a pandemic?
Yeah, well, Mercy says they've been losing money on patients for years. You know, most of Mercy's patients are low income and elderly. There's just less money coming in. And across the country, you know, hospitals have been emptying out because people don't need to be hospitalized as much. More people are using cheaper outpatient centers like a Walgreens clinic or an urgent care center. And Mercy did try to merge with three other Southside hospitals, but it needed a lot of money from the state to do it. And state lawmakers said no.
What do people say who live around Mercy who would use that hospital?
Well, I mean, the opposition to, you know, closing Mercy has been really fierce. There have been lots of rallies and protests since Mercy announced in July that it wanted to close. People have really honed in on this idea that the hospital mainly treats Black and brown patients during a pandemic. And especially on the South Side, where it's already hard to access medical care. Other hospitals have cut services over the years, especially, you know, obstetrics. There really are not a lot of options for pregnant women in particular who want to deliver babies on the South Side, and you can have a baby at Mercy. And even some politicians have gotten behind this position. You know, Governor Pritzker, he's urged Mercy's parent not to close the hospital.
What's next for Mercy Hospital?
Well, so this board, it does wield a lot of power by having Mercy come before them. Mercy gets one more chance to convince the board to vote yes. But ultimately, the board can only go so far. And Mercy could shut down, pay a fine, and or it could sue the state to close.
That's WBEZ's Kristen Schorsch. Thank you, Kristen.
Thanks, Mary.